It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Monday, March 12, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. In the U.S., if you've not yet sprung forward an hour, it's later than you think.
The prison, please, I've been the hypocrite. In Leucy, arrestos males real.
It's a doubly big day on the Indian Ocean island of Mauritius, where Sega music can still be heard. This date in 1968, Mauritius gained independence from the UK. And today in 1992, it became a republic. Going missioner for a moment, when the dodo flew, it did so and nested only on Mauritius until about the year 1700. On the other side of the Indian Ocean, in Australia, it's Canberra Day. This date in 1913, the soon-to-be city between Sydney and Melbourne got its name, and construction began to create it, the future capital city. In 1927, the government took up residence in Canberra, moving from Melbourne. Before any second coats of paint were needed, the Great Depression covered the globe. Australia's export-based economy would be especially hard hit, and hard times would continue in part, say the experts, due to the lack of banking reform.
My friends, I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking.
With those words from today's date in 1933, FDR, president for just a week, began the first of his fireside chats. A four-day bank holiday had already been imposed. Of banking, he said much the same thing that George Bailey said to the panic-stricken in Bedford Falls. We'll jump to the cheerleader part.
Confidence and courage are the essentials of success in carrying out our plan. You people must have faith. You must not be stampeded by rumors or guesses. Let us unite in banishing fear. We have provided the machinery to restore our financial system, and it is up to you to support and make it work.
In 1933, this date was a Sunday, banks would begin opening Monday morning. Today's almanac has the feel of a history lesson, and so far, that's just the way this date was built. So to break up the serious stuff, listen to this. It'll make sense later in the show.
Yeah, I like tigers. Men who use top brass hairdressing.
Okay, we left off in the pre-World War II FDR administration, and we move ahead to the post-war Harry Truman administration. This date in 1947. It's a big day for President Truman in his attempt to keep communism out of Greece and Turkey.
The seeds of totalitarian regimes are nurtured by misery and want. They spread and grow in the evil soil of poverty and strife. They reach their full growth when the hope of a people for a better life has died. We must keep that hope alive. The free peoples of the world look to us for support in maintaining their freedoms. If we falter in our leadership, we may endanger the peace of the world, and we shall surely endanger the welfare of this nation.
And with those words from this date in 1947, the Truman Doctrine speech as it's known, $400 million worth of military and economic aid will flow mostly to Civil War-torn Greece, but some to Turkey, and even some to Italy and France. It was today in 1987 that Les Miserables opened on Broadway at the Broadway Theater. It will move to the Imperial and run more than 16 years in total. In present-day reckoning, Les Mis is third behind Phantom and Cats in the longevity department. At the 11th Grammy Awards, given this date in 1969, Simon and Garfunkel won three awards, one of them in association with that version of Mrs. Robinson, the one that was on the soundtrack for The Graduate. It won Best Original Motion Picture Score. And for the normal Mrs. Robinson, the one from the LP Bookends, it won Record of the Year and Best Contemporary Pop Performance for a Vocal Duo or Group. Birthdays today.
Only one cold tablet can say it relieved my stuffy nose in space. Only Actifed.
Wally Schirra, born today in 1923 in Hackensack, New Jersey. Jack Kerouac, 1922, Lowell, Massachusetts. And Edward Albee, 1929, Washington, D.C.
I want a word with all you tigers. Oh, you men know which ones you are. Brr, I like you.
And Barbara Felden, born today in 1939 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Finally, for this 12th day of March, it was today in 1912 that Juliet Gordon Lowe founded the Girl Guides in Savannah, Georgia. The Guides became the Girl Scouts the next year. Before all that, Mrs. Lowe, known as Daisy, and her no-good husband moved to England. And a few years after said husband died and left his money to his mistress, Daisy met Robert Baden Powell, founder of the entire scouting movement, and his sister Agnes, who, with Robert's assistance, had founded the Girl Guides in England. Daisy, remember, that's Juliet Gordon Lowe, she moved back to Savannah and could hardly contain herself before gathering up 18 girls as the first troop of the Girl Guides of the United States. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks. Theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about the fireside chats of FDR and about Juliet Gordon Lowe, along with an email link for your comments, all at provoicetracks.com/almanac.